The Governor's Highway Safety Association has new statistics on teenage drivers that show that deaths among 16 and 17-year-olds have spiked, up 19%. Why would that be? And is there something that can be done to bring that number down? Barbara Harsha is Executive Director of the Governor's Highway Safety Association. Barbara, the number of deaths of 16 and 17-year-olds increased from 202 in early 2011 to 240 in early 2012. That's still a small number when you think of, say, the thousands of cancer deaths every year, but more than anyone wants. And overall, highway accidents have increased as well, up 8%. Why is that?
We don't really know the reason, but we think it's related to the economic recovery. As people have more disposable income, they're on the road more, they're more exposed to risk. This has been an upturn after about 8 years of a downturn. So it's not totally unexpected that we would have an upturn in crashes.
Well, explain that past 8 years or so of a downturn. Why was that?
Well, because the states have passed a very strong legislation, particularly in impaired driving and in seatbelt use, and they've conducted enforcement campaigns to enforce those strong laws. And there have been improvements in vehicle safety and also roadway safety. So all of those things have contributed to the downturn. And it's very difficult to sustain a downturn over a really long period of time.
But still, you've got this overall highway accidents increasing 8%, the biggest increase since federal officials began collecting traffic death data back in 1975. So you've got that in the overall numbers. And then you've got this spike in the teen drivers, 24% higher in 16-year-olds, 15% higher for 17-year-olds. What's the thinking here? Why teen deaths would increase?
Some of the same factors are at play here. As the economy has recovered, teens also have more disposable income. Also, we think that some of the tough laws that have been passed, their effect has kind of peaked. So the tough graduated driving license laws, which phase in the driver license experience over time, that's a norm now in all 50 states.
And tell us more about that, the graduated licensing program.
Graduated driver licensing phases in the licensing for younger drivers over a period of time and under controlled circumstances so that young drivers can gain the experience and develop good judgment and don't drive under risky conditions. Many of the states have been improving their grad licensing laws over the last decade, but the impacts are beginning to level off because it's the norm now in all 50 states.
But still, you know, I'm sure listeners are saying what we have been saying in the office. This huge spike for both teens and drivers overall in deaths while driving, it must have something to do with the amount of time people spend on the phone in their cars. Have you found anything?
We do think there is a relationship between cell phone use and crashes, and certainly the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which is the federal safety agency, has found that more and more people are using cell phones in their cars. But the problem is that distracted driving data is very, very difficult to obtain. People are not very honest if they're in a crash and they don't want to admit they're using their cell phone. So it's very difficult to obtain the data and difficult to see the relationship between distracted driving and crashes. We speculate that there is one, but we don't know for sure.
So we mentioned the spike in deaths. What can be done to keep the highway deaths down?
We need to look actually beyond graduated driver licensing into other things like parent involvement and driver education as well. Many states have driver education programs, but they need to be updated, and parents need to be much more involved in their teens' driving experience. Parents don't even know, in many cases, what the state's graduated driver licensing laws are for their state. And so it's important for the parents to be involved, for them to be the enforcers of those laws, and to watch out for their children's safety.
Barbara Harsha, Executive Director of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay, quick heads up, tomorrow on Here and Now, as gun legislation debate begins today in Washington, we'll hear an impassioned plea for smart guns, guns that only fire for the owner. Critics say, what if it doesn't fire when you need it? We'll have that conversation tomorrow. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.